Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My faith is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed.
Gotta go live.
I won't give up, set up, let up until I'm prayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
In Shannon, Saints come marching in. Oh yeah, I know. I'll be in that number when the Saints come marching.
Okay, so when we sing or they play, Robert usually likes to play the drums. What's your instrument, Shannon?
Play the drums, Brother Robert. Oh, when the saints, there it is, come marching in.
Drums, Brother Robert.
John Wayner.
Hello.
Oh, come on, let's go.
We're missing
Bless you, brother, we're missing you. Give me the link. Got a little extra special work to do tonight. Come marching in when the saints come marching in, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints marching in. When the saints come marching. It's going to be real soon. We're going to have a really good grooving band playing with us. I'm telling you right now. I'm speaking it in the name of Jesus. I declare it into the realm of the Spirit. And I declare you come to us now in Jesus' mighty name. Dan Cottle's with us. Bless you, Brother Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Good to have you guys with us. I feel like I'm sitting on the floor, am I?
Maybe. I put the chair down a little bit when I sat.
Yeah.
I don't like hovering over top of it. I don't know nobody does.
If you're able to see this afternoon's prayer time, Sister Ann had the prayer time this afternoon. She did a absolutely wonderful, amazing job. And prayed a lot. Talked about Israel. Today is the 73rd birthday, or 74th.
Yeah.
Which is it?
74th
anniversary of Israel's independence. Isn't it something that they're being fought on this day? Rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Do what you're supposed to do. Wow. Becca Chapman is with us.
Hello.
How are you, Becca? Good to have you with us, Brother Robert. How's the house coming? How is the house coming, Brother Robert?
73rd.
73rd birthday. Now, it really doesn't matter what it is your favorite. I come well prepared tonight. I have a trio of chocolate. Partake of any of it you'd like. It's on the big bowl in the center of the table. What's for supper tonight, everybody? We had chicken dressing casserole. Woo! Good stuff. That's the truth, Robert. Father, in the name of Jesus. I'll keep them to myself, Wilma.
Taco Bell again.
KFC, coleslaw, Little Debbie's cake. Come on, Ken Brumbaugh. Come on, we're having supper tonight. Father, we pray for this little wind baby. Which one is it? Jake? What was his name?
I haven't seen the comments yet.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare healing now to that little baby. Everybody, Jesus, put your faith with us right now. Healing to this little baby in her lab. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, Robert. They're a great bunch of warriors, aren't they? They got more by birth than you and I will probably get by education. But they sure do love their country. And if you think about it, those guys are defending a piece of property that's about 50 miles long and about 35 miles wide, maybe 50 miles wide. And that's not the land that God gave them, but that's the land where the world has tried to shrink them to. And I have a word for you. Don't mess with Israel anymore.
Amen.
Don't mess with Israel anymore.
And they're being so bold about it, I just love it.
They know. What was it we heard tonight? 1,200 rockets were shot in a matter of a couple hours at them. And the Iron Dome wasted those things? It's Jim. He just brought me chocolate drops.
Oh,
and he knows that's one of my favorites. And I have a hard time resisting them. Resist, sister. Drink water. Eat carrots. Don't eat chocolate
just
drops.
Just eat them.
My goodness, we got five conversations going all at the same time once again. Sister Shan, how is the house prepping coming on your end, ma'am? In the mighty name of Jesus, life. And life, let's see, not life to boxes. May the boxes shrink. Too late. Well, that's my problem. Sister Ann buys these, and these whoppers only last usually about a half a program because it's not very polite to chew with, you know, when you're on the screen like this. But you can put these in your mouth, and they just melt. You guys don't even know I have them in my mouth. I don't even look like a chipmunk or nothing.
We kind of do for a minute or two. Let everybody know that they'll be checking your cheeks.
Resist and chocolate will flee.
No, chocolate doesn't.
It's like Dr. Barclay once said. Lady said she had a chocolate demon. The guy next to him said, I'll cast that out. He said, where are you, friend? Wait, just so everybody knows, there's no such thing as a chocolate demon, all right? You can just hear that one going around the world. Pastor Sam says that there's a chocolate demon. Hey, Audrey Van Gessel's with us. Leanne did a fine, great job this afternoon. I wondered why your cheeks looked a little chubby.
Funny.
Devil's food cake. There you go. And deviled eggs. I don't eat them. I ain't eating. I'm not ingesting anything with the name devil on it. Amen. Amen. There are certain cakes that shall be named. Well, you know, I don't know how devil's food cake, I don't know how it got its name because
yeah,
it don't.
How would you do that?
It doesn't taste like the devil at all.
No.
It, you know, it tastes sweet and wonderful. It tastes like milk and honey. I think we got to call it Canland cake. And deviled eggs. I don't, why do they call them that? They're not, there ain't no devil in it. That's beautiful mixture of eggs and yolk and mayonnaise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Angel eggs, eh? Wait, I didn't know angels laid eggs. Audrey, I'm going to try again, and I'm going to see if you can actually tell when I actually put some in my mouth. I don't think you can tell. I think you were guessing because of what somebody else said.
Now talk. Now talk. You do hide it pretty well, I have to say. Not as well as Frost does, but pretty good.
Well, if you don't have to use your tongue a lot, it's easy to hold them.
I'm ready for YouTube. Did you do all the shares?
Yeah. I got a bunch of them. Tammy Peters is with us. Belma Osborne's here.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Good to have you guys with us. Brother Charlie's joining us from Michigan. It's going to be a good time. Brother Ken, he's in Ohio somewhere. Brother Dan, where are you at tonight? North Carolina's here. West Virginia's here. Michigan's here. North Dakota's here. It won't be long, and Louisiana will be here. And we're going to have a good night tonight. That is the last chocolate I'll eat all night. Joy, Mikey, and Claire are with us. Hey, guys. High five, Mikey. Claire. Goody. We have a good night tonight. And I was talking to my friend, and we're going to have a Saturday night, Where is America and Bible Prophecy. So make sure you watch the Saturday nights, and he's going to come on live, and he won't be here. We're going to use Zoom to do it, but he said he knows how to do it and can show us, so we'll learn something new that day. And it'll be about Where is America in Bible Prophecy. There's a whole lot of stuff that's going on right now. The prophecies of Israel are fulfilled. Israel's a nation, it's a generation. The only thing that really left to happen is the church has got to become glorious without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. You look at what happened in the pandemic. Before the pandemic ever started, God Almighty had an amazing song for everybody to sing the whole time the pandemic was going on. And because we sang the song, here we are. Most people survived. Those that have got businesses that's got to yet survive, I'm just praying God supernaturally open them businesses back up beyond anybody's understanding. And may the ships not be able to get out of the ports where they're bringing stuff from around the world that just destroys our American business. And if you don't want that, well, then you probably ought to study economics, because we got all the stuff we need here to take care of us here. And the bottom line is we got to start using American products to take care of American people. Amen. We got more than enough space to do it. We got more than enough farms to grow it. We got more than enough workers to work it. And let's put it back in the hands of the American people. And in the mighty name of Jesus, may your ships get stuck in port and can't get out. They shut down the canal. Let them shut it down. We got all the oil we need. We got all the food we need. And God will help us. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, about using your faith. Because God still has the recipe for manna. Have you ever thought about that? Velma said you did a great job this afternoon. Katie, Will, Jake, and Jack. Man, now that's some folks
there.
Wow,
I guess.
We got a whole congregation at Becca's house tonight. How you doing? Jake and Jack, will you please take up the offering for us? Put you right to work. We got Mikey and Joy and Little Bit. Come on, Sam.
Claire.
I think you should have named her Claire Nicole or something. I don't know. I just keep wanting to call her Nicole.
Oh, anyways. I thought it was Natalie. You kept wanting to call her.
Anyways. We'll have you guys hand out the napkin, the Kleenex, and the bottles of water, if you guys will. All right. We got our team all going here. Everybody's on the greeter team, so anytime you see somebody new show up, make sure you welcome them. You guys seem to see people before we do, So anytime you see a name pop up, make sure you say, welcome. We're glad to have you here. And that way, if we don't see it, which my comments are starting and stopping once again. So I'm not sure what that's all about. I'm not going to spend all night trying to pin and unpin. That's just a waste of time. There are four of them. Jake and Jack are the twins. Will is the middle. And Katie's the oldest.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome. You guys have a wonderful grandma. And she's a mighty woman of God. And she can be trusted. Teach you about Jesus. And so will we. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look what time it is. It's already 7:24. 6:24.
It's
7.
It's so fun to visit.
It is fun to visit. Who haven't we talked to yet? Tammy Peters, how are you doing? Pam Johnson, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. Ann Cottle is home. Ann Cottle tonight is probably actually sitting in those two chairs out in his backyard that you see.
Wow, yeah. It's warm enough now. It could be. Well, is it warm in Michigan, you guys?
We had a beautiful day here. I don't know what you guys did.
Had a little bit of rain.
Brother Ken, you home tonight or are you on the road? I'm just kind of scrolling, making sure we got everybody. Hallelujah. Looks like it. Well, this is what we always do. All you on YouTube, welcome. Good to have you guys with us too. I think we need to get our statement here about the our confession about technology. In Turkey. He can't reveal his eye chicky here in Tennessee. All right. Welcome, Tennessee. Good to have you with us tonight, Tennessee. Tennesseeite, but wow.
Okay.
Yes, I keep seeing the name Nicole. Do you know a Nicole?
Do you?
Yes, it's Tennessee. Welcome. Turkey Camp, welcome. Turkey Creek, welcome. My daughter's middle name is Nicole.
Uh-huh.
All right. It doesn't, I still have to get Claire's name.
Or they're going to have to name her, rename her Natalie.
All right. We're going to make this confession, this declaration. This might be something that's new to you, but it's something we've learned to do because we need all of our technology to work for everybody. Everybody make this declaration with us right now, if you will. This with us tonight and every night for all of our technologies to function effectively. We declare all of our equipment and all of our technologies function properly every time we come together. From Genesis chapter 1, we are fruitful, we multiply, we subdue this earth, and we take dominion of our internet signal, our electronic devices, and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We declare you will function properly every time we turn you on. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for the example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry, and we walk in your footsteps now. We declare a perfect program tonight and every night to the glory and the honor and the praise to the wonderful name of Jesus, to his righteousness that we have been made into. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. And now, if you will, rise together with me, and we will make our Pledge of Allegiance and have a moment of silence in honor of the veterans, the troops that have served. You know, it's interesting today. Sister Lane was telling you at the noon prayer time about how we truly want to take care of the veterans and the families of the fallen. And today, on the families of the fallen, on that webpage that we're using, was a man that I actually handed a Bible to in Owosso, Michigan, as he boarded the bus to head for Iraq. And I've told you the story, but his name came up today. And so when we made the video, I read his name, I realized it was him. He said the Bible that I presented him with was one of his most cherished possessions he had while he was in Iraq. When we were finished this afternoon, I copied the link to the video and sent it to his widow, good friends with her and her daughter. And I said to her, Katie, what do you think? And her response was immediate. I love this. But you know what that means? That means we have an assignment to get that video into the hands of every one of these families and find a way to get it to them where they can get it. And if you love veterans and you love the military and those who the families of the fallen, and you want to help us, there's going to be lots of work to do there. I'll train you exactly what we need to have you do to get it done. It's not difficult. None of the work that we need help with is difficult. It's time consuming, that's all. But it has such an amazing benefit to it. And if you can help us, we really appreciate it. Because I as soon as I sent it to her, she would be in response saying, wow, thank you so very much, which was exactly what happened. And I'm going to tell you, if you've never been around patriotic people like we are, the reason we're this way is my friend Katie and her daughter Lexi pay the most severe price of freedom every single day. Every day. Your taxes might have gone up to cover the cost of war, but Lexi lost her daddy, and Katie lost her husband. He's a Christian man. He went to heaven, but he's still not with them. And that's why I will not forget the price that's been paid for our freedom. And the only way that we don't forget is that we choose to remember and we make a point of it. And then we become excellent and we become very organized so that what we do has an effect that blesses the people, not just makes us feel better. That doesn't work. And if you've not been seeing the videos, you should be checking them out on Hometown Warrior Care because, man, we got a beautiful memorial here and the trees are blooming. It is just the beautiful videos that God's helping us put out. And we bless you. Rise together with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid freedom's highest price, as we remember those who today may bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, in their body, as we honor those who at one point in their life raised their hand and swore to protect and defend this nation and its great constitution. This moment of silence will last 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys that are fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now join with me singing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And now, let's pray for the United States of America and pray for our program tonight in Jesus' mighty name. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, and in the name of every one of these great patriots who stand with us today, as we the people, the United States of America, we the people of the State Republic, not the mess these fools are making it, but the great republic that we have been created by you. We the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, promote the general welfare, provide for the common defense. That's what we did. We know that our blessings are secured by you, Father. We are endowed by our Creator by certain inalienable rights in which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we thank you that it don't have nothing to do with no government, nothing to do with no CDC or any rest of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, we declare, God bless America. As we pray every day for the men and women who have given their lives, bless these families tonight, Jesus. Now the witnesses in heaven, we can hear the warriors who laid down their lives. We can hear them cheering. Go, go, go. God bless America. God bless America with liberty and justice for all. The very foundation of the throne of God. And once again, we say, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We turn from idols and wicked ways, and we seek your face, just like we're doing right here, right now, in this gathering of believers, the community of faith, and each of these beautiful people's home who have their whole family with them tonight. Bless these families. Bless every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for every wounded veteran. You said, by your stripes, and are healed. Yeah. And so we declare healing in your body right now in Jesus' mighty name. What is that? Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. We declare trauma broken. We declare the effects of it to release from these better lives and from the lives of each of these believers that are with us tonight. Trauma, we release your grip on people's life, and we declare, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. You came to heal the brokenhearted. We call your broken heart healed.
Yeah.
Jesus came, and so did we, to set at liberty those that are bruised. All wounds be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord, in that verse you gave us, Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3, help us as Americans to dwell together in unity. Help the church to lead the way and show them exactly, every patriot, help us show them how to stand together in unity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. We declare it again, no weapon formed against us has any ability to prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn, because that's the inheritance. That's the heritage of the children of the Lord. Say it with me. And I am a children of the Lord. I am a children of the Lord. You are. It's not good English, but it sure makes good sense. In the name of Jesus. Father, we declare over everyone. You've set up your government all over the world. In Isaiah chapter 9, you said, and the increase of your government and peace, there would be no end, to order it and establish it from this time forward, even forevermore. And then you showed it to us. You are the lawgiver. You are the judge. And you are our king all over this world. And we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Everybody say, God bless our veterans.
God bless our veterans.
God bless the families of the fallen.
God bless the families of the fallen.
You ready? This is the most funnest of them all. Say it with me. God, in the name of Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Empty every VA hospital.
Yes, empty every VA.
Because everybody's healed.
Because everybody's healed.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the doctors and nurses stand there bewildered, saying, what world has gone on now? What has gone on now? In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray for our defenders, our peacemakers across America right now. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, Secret Service, FBI, Special Forces. Bless every Special Forces encampment to produce the greatest warriors that have ever been seen in the United States of America. May they be ferocious warriors that causes the rest of the world to run in fear of them. In the name of Jesus. And bless our police officers with peace and courage. Bless them with strength and yet calmness. We speak this right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, thank you. And any of our family who have had a loved one, a police officer, a fireman that was killed in action, or that's what they served, we bless them for their service to this great nation in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you now today in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want you to pray this prayer with me about the isms, the wicked isms of this nation, not of this nation, that's trying to destroy this nation.
Yeah.
Communism, socialism, feminism, modernism, anarchism, all of that stuff. That's what we're speaking to. Because they're here on purpose to destroy. They're here on purpose to destroy. And if you could pin something for me, I would probably be able to see it.
There you go. How's that?
Looks like that should have worked. Now, you'll probably find, if you're on your phone, that when we pin it, it might not let you open up the pin and see all the words, but if you scroll back up in the comments a little bit to where it was posted, you can hold your finger right on that comment, and you should be able to scroll and use the see more words. Here we go. Say this with me. This comes right out of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. To all the isms, it is impossible to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you.
You may not think we've been driven off. You may think we have been driven off.
But we, the children of God, have returned to our God, and we are rebuilding every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us comes back on you now. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness. Let's say that again, Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. Amen. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. That's awesome. Thank you, Velma. Thank you for serving alongside of him all of his life. Anybody that's ever served in these capacities knows if you've got a loved one serving, you're serving alongside of them.
Yep.
That's for sure. Pray this with us. This is out of Abraham Lincoln's prayer. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I think we should pray the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, I do. I think we should pray the Lord's Prayer. I keep hearing that. And we've adjusted the words a little bit to what we do. So I'm going to just pause and let Sister Leanne post it. Or if one of the rest of you have it and you can post it, that's fine too. the new updated version we have of it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to email that to everyone
today. I heard you did.
Oh, did you? Wow.
And you.
Thank you. There you go.
All right, well, Sister Anne has said, there you go. Now, manifestation of that here you go has not quite yet happened. But I encourage you to stay with us until it actually does manifest. And if you don't know what that means, here on this program, there is a light. Sister Mary Pastorick's with us. Well, it's about time, Mary. We've been missing you. All right, I got mine. All right, here it is. Here it is. Matthew chapter 6, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, whom art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts and trespasses, as we forgive those who are indebted or trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Everybody say it. I forgive.
I forgive.
In Jesus' mighty name, I forgive. Father, bless this time together tonight. All of these beautiful people and their grandkids with them and their cousins and their brothers and sisters with us. To me. Father, we reap the whole Tony family. All of them. We want all the Tony from Michigan saved in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless these folks tonight, Jesus. Thank you for the body that everybody will join in and take part and have fun and grow and develop in you. Paul said to Timothy, study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed. One that can understand the holy word of God and make it applicable in their life. We thank you for it and we praise you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Don't forget West Virginia. That sounds like a song. Sounds like a violin song. Don't forget West Virginia. We're good folks down here in the holler. Don't forget West Virginia. We know how to make apple pie that'll make you holler.
Wow. This is creepy. It could be a good song.
Did you see that? She said, don't do that singing stuff. Just keep the preaching, all right? Just go back to speaking the word of God. She did. I heard her say it right out of her own lips. I'll point my finger now. She was pointing her finger at it. Well, all right, everybody. Good to have you here with us tonight. It is so awesome to have you guys around us and this whole family here. And all the grandkids, we love all you guys. Now you've given me another whole ministry. Because now that we got kids and grandkids showing up, we got to have something for you. Everybody says, say with me, show us what to do, Lord.
Show us what to do,
so that we can have what all of these kids need in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. I got technology happening everywhere. Mary, Pastor Rick, you're more than adopted. You're a fixture.
Our Sunday is here on YouTube.
Welcome, welcome. I want everybody to turn with me to Nehemiah. He was a short man in the Bible, Nehemiah. Go with me to Nehemiah chapter 2. And when the Lord asks you to do something, it isn't always as easy a job. Stay strong. Well, I would agree with you, Mary. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And actually, we have now come to something that I've never done before in my life. I've never tondoed. I don't know what it is. You know, we make that confession about the isms. And it came to me tonight as we were making it, there's probably some people who don't know what that confession is all about. And I'm going to just explain it to you here. Nehemiah chapter 2, and we're going to end up in verse 20. I think we're going to start 17 to 20, Shannon. 17 to 20. All you volunteers. Nehemiah 2, 17 to 20. Now, I'll tell you the story. Ezra and Nehemiah were in captivity in Babylon. All right. Tonight's title is, Why Does Church, Christianity, and the Ecclesia Do What We Do? Say it with me. Why do we do what we do?
Ambassadors. Why?
Sorry. At least he didn't point a finger at me that time. I'm all right. Everybody says he's all right. He's all right. So why do we do this? Why do we make that statement? There is nothing wrong with you ever asking me, sending me an email, sending me a text, a message, Pastor, why do we do this? Because if you don't know why we do it, that means somebody else doesn't know why we do it. And that means the more of you that understand why we do what we do, that's when things begin to happen and we begin to have strength. My grandson, Jake, was trying to fever up, but when he prayed, he started sweating. It's cool as eggplant. Woo, that's cool, man. In the mighty name of Jesus, bug, get off his body. You don't have any right there. Grandma's prayed, and the whole community of faith has prayed. Get off Jake's body now. He is filled with health and strength. So, why do we make that statement about the ism? As all of you great patriots know, America isn't a communistic, socialistic, modernistic, feministic nation. That's not who we are. We don't have a racism problem. There are people who have a racism problem, and then they create a racism problem because they have a racism problem.
Yeah.
You and I don't have one right. problem. I don't question the one here. Wouldn't have a problem hugging them. And an American, a Chinese, a Japanese, sister, brother Julian, and sister Bamala in Malaysia, our sister Mary Fernandez in Singapore, brother Tanvir in Pakistan, you ain't going to have a problem hanging on to anybody. But those people who speak about racism have a problem because they want to control people so they get rich in the control. Americans believe one nation, indivisible, ready, with liberty and justice for all. For all. That's serious. That word all is all. Amen, Brother Ken. Now Brother Ken's preaching. Hallelujah. He's preaching in the turkey roost, wherever that's at. That's awesome. So, we got Nehemiah and Ezra, two Old Testament prophets, okay? Ezra was actually a scribe. I think Ezra was a scribe. Isn't that what Ezra was a scribe? Ezra came back from Babylon to build the temple. And as they began getting the temple rebuilt, God put it on Nehemiah to come back and build the wall around Jerusalem, so the enemy couldn't come in and destroy the work that had been done in the temple. All right? So, in Nehemiah 2, verse 17, Nehemiah is back in Jerusalem. He's surveyed what's going on. He's found the people, and he's now getting them busy building the wall. Now watch this. I said to them, you see the distress that we're in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. Babylon had come in, wiped the whole thing out, burned everything down, took everybody captive. That's where Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were all in bondage to Babylon because they came and overtook Israel. Israel was in sin. God let them be led away captive for 7 years. All right? Now, Nehemiah comes back. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem. Verse 18. I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's word that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. All right. Now, what had happened, let's go to verse 8. Verse 8. It's a little inside out. Just follow me. Amen, Robert. We all bleed the same blood no matter what. It's red, isn't it? Anybody understands in the military? Because you don't have a black man, a white man, or a red man standing next to you. You have a fellow Army soldier next to you, a fellow Marine, fellow sailor, fellow airman, and you better not care what he looks like. You better care what he knows how to operate, what he's got in his hand. So all y'all can go home safe today. Amen? Verse 8, the letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he might give me timber, make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and the house that I will occupy. And the king granted me according to the good hand of God upon me. What happened? Nehemiah showed up in the king's room, in the throne room, and he was sad. And the king's like, you ain't never been sad a damn bit, or what's your problem? He goes, my city lays ruin. He was the guy that tasted the wine and the food for the king.
Yeah. That would be a scary
couple. Huh? You better know in God you ain't going to have no enemies because all you got to have is one person. And when you die and the king sees it, that's just crazy. No, there's been a devil ever since Satan got kicked out of heaven. And he hates good people doing anything good.
Yeah.
So Nehemiah is back. The king sent him money, sent him wood, sent him all the material he needed to build the wall. Here we are now in verse 20. Nope, 19. When Sanballat, the Moronite, and Tobiah, the Stupidite, and Geshem, the Ignorantite, heard of it, they laughed at us and despised us and said, what is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king? I answered them and said, the God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But look at this. You have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. Now, pin that. Just in case you're looking, I made up that word, stupidite. Some of you might be looking for that word saying, I don't see that word in there, Pastor. Well, the bottom line is the problem with those people is they were wicked people. So it doesn't matter what the name of their tribe was. They were extremely wicked, perverse people. And most of the time, God had them wipe out the whole nation because they were so perverse. They would sacrifice their own children, you know, kind of like America, like the dumb people in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But I want you to see what this declaration about the isms says to all the isms. Communism, racism, socialism, feminism, modernism, all of the isms, all of them that are bad like that, all right? To all of those isms, it is impossible for you to destroy the United States of America. Well, Pastor, why are you saying that? Because you and I are making a declaration as Americans saying, you will not destroy us, just like Nehemiah said. Because when the enemy stands up, you got to do more than say, you shouldn't do that. You hurt my feelings. But you better make a declaration that the angels of heaven and God Almighty can stand up to and bring things to pass. I think I saw Shannon. If you want to, Shannon, post them verses again in there. Psalm 103:19. All right. This is a ciphering class. Yes. Sister Mary Pastor has ciphering. Oh, cipher. I thought maybe you had cider and donuts back then. Mm-hmm. All right? Watch. This is why do we do this, Pastor? Because we're making a declaration that goes down through the heavenlies in the eternities and adjust what those morons are trying to do to cause us to accept these isms that we are not. Now watch. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised lands. Now, you have no heritage, right, or memorial in Jerusalem. Now, all I did was take verse 20, and I saw Cece do it. And I'm like, wow, that's a powerful verse. Then I added what you and I do. Yeah, Nehemiah was the first CB. He had a trowel in one hand. Amen. Combat engineers and CBs. He had a trowel in one hand and a sword in another. Yes, he did. And listen, there's the greatest sword. The greatest sword any of us have is the sword of the Spirit. Thank God for the Tomahawk cruise missile. God for the ballistic missiles that surround and protect this. Thank God for the F-22 Raptor. Thank God for all the men and women who are willing to do harm on our behalf tonight so you and I don't have to do it. But if we take authority in the realm of the Spirit, they won't have to go kill nobody. Because we can bind in the spirit realm that which wants to kill you and I in the natural realm. Don't think for a minute these people trying to sell socialism are trying to be good to this nation. They are not being good to our nation. They're not. There's jobs available everywhere. But you can make more money on unemployment. That's ridiculous. That's socialism. And they're trying to tip the system. And we rebuke it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And say, you do not give in to this. Now, watch this. Look at the next line we got here. Yeah, look at that statement. Thank you, Shannon. Psalm 103:19. And then if you'll put 20 and 21 in also, that'll help. Watch this. 19 says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rule over all. Say this with me. I am a part of that kingdom.
I am a part of that kingdom.
See, we just prayed the prayer. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on this earth right here, right now, tonight in Jesus' mighty name. But see, you don't ever say those words. Then you're just sitting around letting everybody else do the protecting for you when you got a mouth that can speak. You got a sword you can wave, and you have spiritual authority that you get to walk in. Yeah, never asked. Right. If you've never been around very many of them, they kind of give you that look like, are you really serious? Are you really asking me that question? Because if you ain't ready for it, don't ask. Because some of it's some serious stuff they were willing to do for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Psalm 103, 19 and 21, look at this. Bless the Lord, you his angels. Please pay attention to these verses. Who excel in strength. Who do his word.
Amen.
Heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts. That's all the angels. You ministers of his, who do his pleasure on the earth. And what's God's pleasure on the earth? Is you and me speaking, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. The pleasure that those angels are doing is Jake is healthy in his body. The pleasure those angels are doing, autism's power is broken in this, anybody that gets close to us. Yeah, amen. Amen, Ken. Call us up again. Let us complete the mission. Can do. Ken Brumoff and Brother Robert Mulderman, my Navy brothers, let me introduce you to each other. These are two of our Navy veterans. Everybody just salute them once. Thank you for your service, man. We love you. Anybody else here that served, make sure you say something, and we'll salute you tonight. Now, so why are you doing this? Well, I can tell that some people are like, Pastor, why do you keep saying this about the Israelites? We've only got two choices. Kill more people with a gun. Send our boys off to war and kill them. Or you and I do the work that he's given us to do in the realm of the spirit so that no more of our sons die another day.
Amen.
Amen, Becca. Thank you. Thank you. That's what all of us should do. That matter of fact, I'll tell you a story that happened just the other day. You guys, we've been telling you, we go to this memorial over here. Every morning, 9 o'clock, read the names of the fallen. And it won't be long. I'm going to have that in you guys' hands. I just had to get the whole plan perfected by God so that it's excellent and that it works right so that when they see it, it really ministers to them. All right? But we're there. I'm noticing the American flag on the pole is a little tattered. And so I keep looking for the right person to talk to because I'm the kind of American that'll just go change it. I'll go buy a new one and put it up there. I'm not going to see a tattered flag above a memorial, you know. And so I finally got into the VFW hall, or the lady come out, and I talked to her. And then she sent a message to the veteran service officer in our county. Well, the next morning at 9 o'clock, he showed up, and there we were. Listen to what he said. He said, sir, you don't need anybody's permission to change a ragged flag on a memorial. That memorial is in honor of the men and women who served you, and that's your flag. So if it's ripped, change it whenever it needs to be changed. And I thought, wow, wow, wow. That's powerful.
It is.
That's powerful. Say this. I have a responsibility.
I have a responsibility.
In this great nation.
In this great nation.
I do. See, the easiest weapon any of us got to use is this one. Well, you let somebody teach you how to use it. That's the problem. I'm going to say whatever I want to say. You can't tell me not to say anything. Well, I ain't trying to do nothing to you. I'm trying to get you to join me and get enough of our words speaking that there ain't nothing any devil can do because we're doing it. Come on, Ken.
Amen.
Brother, If you want to call in and preach a little bit, we'll let you, bro. You can dial 516-387-1459, and we'll put you live, and Brother Ken can do some preaching tonight.
Amen.
Well, and what he said to me is, he said the flags in North Dakota get worn out readily.
Yeah, because of the wind.
Because of the wind. Yeah. And so they were waiting closer to Memorial Day to change it, and they're going to have a big deal there. They have a memorial to an unknown soldier here in this little cemetery, and a beautiful cemetery, and a beautiful memorial that we've been creating the videos in. Robert, I saw you made it some kind of statement about Sunday, and yes, let's get together, brother. I love you. Glad to have you on board.
Thank you,
Shannon. You're a texter? Brother Ken, you did not text the day I met you. You talked to me face to face. If you dial in on that phone number, nobody will see your face. Or if you're stuttering, all they do is hear your voice. That's Blog Talk and Listen Radio. Now watch this. About this ism. I want you to be saying this out loud boldly every time we say it.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Leanne and I are going to say it. But one puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000 to flight. Two of us agreed to touching anything. We're wiping this thing out, man. And you and I got to keep speaking to the isms. You don't control this nation. They don't have no right on this land. Socialism and communism and feminism, those things don't belong on this land. Racism, terrorism, that don't belong here on this land. That's not who we are. Say it with me. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Now, I got to say one more thing about this text. Now, watch this. Watch what it says. We know who we are. Well, who are we? We're Americans. If you don't know your Constitution and you don't know the Declaration of Independence, start reading it. We know who we are. We are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You can't take it away. And then the Holy Spirit instructed me to say, we will not yield our weapons of protection to you. That's the Second Amendment. We will not yield to you. And you will be afraid of our weapons all the days of your life. And it'll keep you from invading our borders. And then, I think we've been driven off, because that's what happened in Nehemiah. But we ain't driven off. Not in the least bit. We've returned to our God, just like they returned to Jerusalem. Yeah. And we're rebuilding every wall. What's the wall you and I got to build to protect and defend the United States of America? We've got to protect, we've got to rebuild the walls of righteousness and get rid of the wickedness that's in this land. When they get rid of Dr. Seuss and then have two wicked women making the song of the year doing unconscionable, wicked, perverse things, we've got to rebuild the wall of righteousness, guys. No, give us Dr. Seuss back. Give us Mr. Potato Head back. Give us the thing that makes sense back, and get rid of the wickedness. We don't want it in our nation any longer. Now watch this. We're rebuilding the walls of righteousness. And then we make the statement, no matter what weapon they have used against us, we condemn that with our mouth. And as soon as we do that verse, the angels now get involved and they go down through the heavenlies and they wipe out the power of our enemy by our words, and our men and women don't have to fight that battle as hard as they had to fight. Say it with me. Why do we do what we do around here, Pastor? That's what the Holy Spirit said for me. Why do we do this stuff around here? Well, this is why we do this. One of the things you got to learn in the kingdom of God, is to use your mouth as a weapon. Use your lips as a weapon. Ephesians chapter 6. Brother Charlie Cobb, I don't see you, but I'm sure you're here somewhere. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Everybody pause for a minute. All right. Yeah, that's a good statement, Brother Ken. Mr. Rogers and Captain Kangaroo were both Special Forces veterans with the most beautiful, humble spirits that there were. And they try to make a shame of them. But that's what communism and socialism do to destroy, is they violate and they pervert everything that's holy. That's part of the communist platform, the manifesto, is to pervert everything holy that we have. You and I can't let that happen. Chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. In who? Be strong in the Lord. In the power of his might. Well, I got to just ask you the question. Everybody think it through for a minute. How do you be powerful in his might when he's in heaven and you're on earth? We got to get an answer to that. How do you do it? By speaking the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickery, verse 12. For we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. It's your Sunday. Say it. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood.
Not wrestling with flesh and
blood. Now, Hitler had flesh and he had blood. Mussolini had flesh and blood. Castro had flesh and blood. Every wicked Nero had flesh and blood. And the temptation is to deal with that person in front of you. You know, when you got somebody around you that's running their lips against you, you're not wrestling with the flesh and blood. You're wrestling with the principality and power that's messing their life up. And that they're allowing them to have some form of control over them. Now watch this. Put my Bible over there. I'm reading the Bible right now. Just so you know, I'm just reading the Bible right here, verse 12. But we do wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, I've been teaching throughout this last year on this, to help us get a better understanding of verse 12. All right? Why? Because can you take verse 12 out of the Bible? No. Please don't take it out. It's one of the best ones there is.
Yeah.
All right? So then I want you to add two verses to it. Luke 10. 19. Hey, Marianne Muriel McDonald. Marianne. I still have my fork, Marianne.
I actually think it's Marianne.
It is not hers, it's mine.
I think I had mine for a very long time.
Luke 10:19. All right, it's hers. It's hers. Hers. She just made me feel really bad. It's hers. I'll give it to you. Luke 10:19. Look at this. This is Jesus. Jesus said, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions. Look at that next phrase. And over all the power of the enemy. Is AIDS the enemy? Yes. Is cancer the enemy? Yes. Is hatred the enemy? Yes. So he's given us power over all the power of the enemy. That was Jesus before the cross. Look what it says. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, 13 to 15. Having, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he had made alive together with him. Say it. Glory be to God, I'm alive. Glory be to God, I am alive. What? Verse 14, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, that's every sin that you and I had committed. Watch. He has taken it out of the way and nailed our sins to the cross. Now watch verse 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. I want you to see something. Nehemiah was fighting a human enemy, Sanballat, Tobiah, the Stupidites. All right? And Geshem, the Wickedite. Nehemiah was fighting a human. World War One, humans. World War Two, humans. Korea, humans. Vietnam, humans. Every one of our wars up till today, it's all been human we've been fighting. But guys, unless you want your kids going to get killed in war, we better stop fighting humans, and we better start fighting the principality and power that Jesus showed us he'd give us power over, and Paul showed us Jesus stripped them of all their power. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen right now. I know you're drinking coffee and you're eating milk duds. Anybody need a milk dud?
It's so wait till you see him try to eat a milk dud and drink.
See, here's the thing. Paul right here is telling us you got power over all the power of the devil. Jesus is telling us you got power over all the power of the devil. The Father's teaching us we got power over all the power of the enemy. But have you ever noticed it's not in your muscle? You and I don't have enough muscles to beat the devil. Wait, I always keep a weapon really close to me. Back scratcher. Take my back scratcher for you. But I have another weapon that's even bigger than that. But have you ever noticed you can't shoot a demon? You can't stab a demon. You beat a demon. And that's with your words. Rebecca, that is not a back scratcher. That is a weapon of mass destruction. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ought to see me when I become Ninja Warrior. Usually, Sister Leanne disguises her laughter about me better than tonight. Say it. My greatest weapon.
My greatest weapon.
Is my tongue.
Is my tongue. Destruction.
It can also be your greatest destruction. Proverbs says the power of life and death is in your tongue. Think about Joy the other day when her back was hurting. Mm-hmm. Think about it when her neck was hurting. Right? There's Mikey tonight. I forget how old you are, Mike. I think you're 16. Right? How old is he?
16.
Mikey's listening tonight and learning that his words are more powerful than a demon at his age. See, here's the thing, guys. Once we get the revelation of the power of our words and the faith that's in here hooked to those words, there's nothing on earth that can ever stop us. No matter what force comes against the United States of America, if we, the men and women of God who believe in God, can ever get ourselves together, they will not be able to stop us. We're the most powerful force on the face of the earth. We got out of
that. Amen.
Now, see, Audrey, you didn't even know I was eating a milk this whole time, did you?
You did really well. Sometimes you get your teeth stuck together. But you did good tonight.
Amen. Amen, Shannon. Come on. Come on. Come on. Save your fork like grandma. That's exactly the story, Ken. That's exactly the story about that fork. Thank you, Wilma, Shannon, Ken, Rebecca, Peanut, M&M's, Velma, Audrey. You guys are kicking it tonight, man. Let's pray for Kelly. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight and every night until this thing breaks completely and the revelation is in her heart, we declare the sleep of Kelly Delkert is blessed tonight.
Amen.
She lies down in peace and in safety all night long in the mighty name of Jesus. And rest and peace comes to her body in the mighty name of Jesus. You want to say it with me? Jesus, restore her soul. We bind any traumatic event that has ever happened in her life, and we declare it is released from her body, and she has the ability.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now wait. I want you guys to see what we just did. We just took Luke 10:19, Colossians 2:15, and Ephesians 6:12, put them all together and said, peace come to our sister with the words of our mouth. It is more powerful than any force the devil has anywhere. Remember this about the devil. He is an angel, one angel. He has no creative ability. He has no ability to create anything or create anything or create anything. He was an angel made on the same day every other angel was made. He has zero authority or power over you. Jesus stripped him of all of that power, and he gave the power to you and I, the men and women of God. I look at it this way. If we can get Jake and these guys seeing this at their age, young age, Mike, if you learn you can cast out a devil, you'll never give yourself over to submitting to one of them. If you can go to school and see your friends delivered, set free, and transformed because you know how to use the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, the word of God, you'll never submit to a demon. Why would you submit to an inferior power than what you are? I think I'm fixing to start preaching or something. See, we do have to wrestle with the principalities and power. But this is your wrestle. Under my feet now. End of the story. Say it with me. Under my feet now.
Under my feet now.
End of the story.
End of the story.
Make sure you write. Matter of fact, let's do that, verse of tears. Those two verses in. Let's put all three of those references in one comment. Luke 10:19, Ephesians 6:12, and Colossians 2:15. I'll say it again. Luke 10:19, 6:12, and Colossians 2:15. Luke 10:19. There you go. Good job, Shannon. There you go. That's the powerhouse verses right there now. Why? Because it's Jesus before the cross. It's Paul talking to the Ephesians saying, here's your weapon and your armor. And then it's Paul saying, and Jesus went to hell and stripped him of all the power and made a public open shame of them, ill, triumphing over them. All their power has been stripped from them. That's why you and I must be bold and strong and confident and determined. Never let the enemy have any effect in our house. You might not understand anything else about the kingdom except this. In Jesus' mighty name, devil, get out of my house. That's it. Get out. No. Take that bad attitude and get out of my house. That house, that attitude don't stay in my house. That type of devil. Get out. Not the person, the attitude. Why? Because as soon as you learn that power in Jesus' name, you will never be under the effects of that enemy another day of your life. You won't be. Why? Because all power, all might, all dominion, all strength, all authority has been given to Jesus. He's the head of the body, and we are the body. If Jesus has all that, so do we. In our position on this earth. Huh. I'm glad you asked the question. Thank you.
What question was that?
Ephesians chapter 1. Somebody said, Pastor, explain that to me. All right. Well, unless the bed gets moved, make put back then and then kick him out. Amen. Amen. Wait, that statement Shannon's talking about. Is Dr. Lester Sorrell was in some foreign nation where there's witchcraft is very prevalent. Woke up in the middle of the night and his bed was being moved, shaken out in the middle of the floor of the bedroom. And he's like, you get out of here, you foul devil. Come in my bed and shake my bed. And they said the devil left. He goes, wait, come back here and move the bed up against the wall and then leave. And the bed moved back up against the wall and then left. It didn't come back. See, they are angels. And they are required to obey our voice. If you're speaking bad, the good angels can't do anything for you. The bad angels will. if you're speaking good, the good angels, God's angels, are working for you. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Now watch this. Does anybody know where I sent you? Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to go 18 to 23. Stomp evil in the name of Jesus to go under your feet every time before going into your house. That's good.
Yeah. Amen.
Kick all that dust off before you enter into your house. Amen, man. Of your understanding being flooded with enlightenment. Ready? Let's just do it again. We say it all the time here, but let's do it again. Say it with me. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I take off all restrictions,
from religion,
and I go exponentially,
in God
with no hindrances. See, look at what it says. 18, the eyes of your understanding being flooded with enlightenment. God wants you to understand everything about him. He ain't holding none of it back. You just got to chase it. He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Next. Matthew 7, 7, 8, and 9. And it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Why? Because everyone who asks, to him who seeks, and to the one that knocks, it wakes the dog up.
You're okay with that.
Excuse me, but I woke Sir Ripley up, and he's a little upset. Like, what are you doing over there, Dan? I was trying to sleep, and the door knocked, and that means I got to bark. Now watch. Hey, Mary Pastor is going in the Lord. That's wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are, Mary. Watch this. I just want to see the comments.
Go ahead.
No, that's all.
You need me to pin or unpin something?
No.
All right.
No, I'm just over here scrolling away. Scrolling along. It's a wonderful West Virginia song. I'm scrolling along. Now, Ephesians 1:18. That you may know what is the hope of your calling. What are the riches? Look at this verse. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Say it with me. I got the inheritance of God in me.
You got the inheritance of God in me.
Oh, y'all do, whether you know it or not. Look at 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us to believe? See, the only problem that Christianity has today is we've been taught a lifeless, powerless religion. We've been taught churchianity, not being a believer.
Yeah.
Because God wants you to feel and know and understand everything. I feel like a flower every day. I grow in his word and glory. Amen! Now everybody's going to be guessing. Well, I would say Becca is a... No. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Watch this. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? Shout it. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I am a believer. Amen. Woo! Amen. Don't just be a Christian. Be a believer. Matter of fact, I've quit telling people I'm a Christian. I always say I'm a believer. Because, amen, Ken. Thank you, brother. I love you, man. I'm a believer. People, I don't know what people know about a Christian. I know what they know about a believer. Like, when you say you're a believer, they'll be like, oh, this guy believes. Watch out. According to the working of his mighty power. See, he ain't got a little devil, do you? He's got mighty power. Vesta, you know, you kind of teach the same thing every time you come here. That's why Jesus decided to call this a healing on January 21st. God, by the Holy Spirit, prophesied that this is a healing room and people who come here will get healed. And so when they show up and they got sick, we got to pray and speak like they're being healed. Because guess what? Are being healed. Why? God called it a healing room because we stand on his word and speak healing every time we come in. Catch it, Mikey. Because when you get this, bud, you're gonna be impenetrable, man. Grab this spirit of faith. And he can text me anytime he wants to text me. Guys, make sure he has my texter. I don't know whether that's a word or not. Anyways, verse 20, which he worked in Christ when, this is God, worked in Christ. Watch your verses. Verse 20, which God worked in Christ and God raised Christ from the dead. I'm putting the real words in so we don't get mixed up in all the hymns, all right? Let's go back. Which God worked in Christ when God raised him from the dead and seated Jesus at God's right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this age, but the one to come. I say, Pastor, I'm not winning this battle right now. I don't know what's going on in my life. I'm not winning this battle, Pastor. I got some things that's kicking my butt. Well, two things to do. Never surrender. Amen. Never surrender. All right? And then always come and say, hey, I need you guys to get your faith with us. Come to us, text us, say, I need you to get your faith with us. Why? Because immediately I'm going to go to the righteousness of God. I'm going to go to the word of God. I'm going to go to the prayer of the Spirit. I'm going to go after it immediately. Yeah. So you win.
Amen.
Why? Because that's what the body does for each other. Amen, Ken. Not winning, keep fighting, but you're probably winning. There's just a big push to stop you from going to the next step. Because if the enemy can get you to let go of the word in your heart, then he don't have to make you sin. You just let go of the word, and now you don't have any power. That's all he cares about. He don't care if you go to church every day and pay God. He don't care. As long as you're powerless, and you'll never bind him anywhere in your life, your family, or anyone around you. He don't care if you go to church at all. Ready? 21 again. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion. Far above every name that is named, not only in this age, but the one to come. Where I'm trying to get on this, and when we remember where we started, is why do you say that we have all that power, Pastor? Because, verse 22, God put all things under Jesus' feet and gave Jesus to be head over all things to the church. Well, if Jesus is the head, everybody look at the camera. If Jesus is the head and you and I are the body, whatever the head is experiencing, the body is doing all. Because you can't separate the two. So all power, all might, all dominion, all strength, all authority have been given to Jesus. We function in him. We get to function in all might, all power, all dominion, all authority. And that means we're like him. We go about doing good, heal all that are oppressed of the devil, and making disciples. That's what Jesus did, and that's what you and I do, and that's what the program is all about every single day.
There you go.
This isn't about building a church, although God seems to be doing that. Brother Ken has a church. But Brother Ken is welcome to come here, shout glory, whether there's anybody who wants to come and show glory. Why? Because I like to hear our brother shout glory. Hey, don't move the glory streams. Now they're going to think that it's not me.
Brother Ken wants to hear you sing I'm a Believer.
He wants what?
I'm a Believer in that song.
Hey, I'm a believer now since Jesus saved my life. Hey, I'm a believer now and everything's going to be right. Hey, I'm a believer now since Jesus saved my soul. Hey, I'm a believer now. It's time to go rock and roll. I don't know what that last phrase was, but it's the number one person you always got to be willing to laugh at is yourself. So I did. I put some laughies up on myself. Look at 23, which is his body. Look at 23, Ephesians 1, 23, which is his body. The fullness of him that fills all in all. You and I literally get to function in all of the fullness of God. Give somebody a high five. Even if it's yourself. Why? Because the devil is one being. He can't create anything. He doesn't have power over anything.
Nope.
Then why is he strong? Because he's deceived people.
Yeah.
And when multiple deceptions come together, they have power. But they don't have no power because as soon as you and I show up and say, get, devil, the devil's got to get. When you and I begin to see it, wait, not when, since you and I are beginning to see it, that we are the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Wait, you're not Jesus. You're not God on the throne. You're functioning in all of the power and authority and might and dominion and strength of Jesus seated next to the Father. Wait, you inheritance of all that the Father has been given to you. Remember, Shannon posted the verse 19, Psalm 103, 19. His kingdom rules over all. If you are the king, you have an heir. He's called a prince. She's called a princess. Say it with me. I am one of them.
I am one of them.
You are one of them. Revelation 1:5. I know I preach this all the time, but guess what? You guys are getting it all the time. I think we're going to go to one more verse and be done. Pastor, what did we even study tonight? Why do we do this around here? Why do we, and we only got one of them done, and that's make a confession. Why do we make a confession like this? Okay, I got to go to two verses. So go with me quick. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn, I got my screen, YouTube, on this screen so I can see when Sunday makes a comment. And there's one little corner of the picture in there. And I moved my hand, and there was somebody moving over there by my computer, man. It's starting to freak me out. Like, what is that? I didn't want to yell. I didn't want to scare Leanne.
You want to sound like a little girl on YouTube, huh?
And the rule over the kings of the earth, Jehovah loved us, washed us from our sins with his own blood. Verse 6. And has made us kings and priests to our God. I am a king.
I am a
king.
And a priest.
That's why you don't need anybody to give you communion elements. You are a king and you are a priest unto our God. Unto our God. Now, one more verse. Job. Oh, no. What about Job? Here we go, Brother Job. I think it's Job 22. Job 22. And we're going to go 25 through 28. The Almighty will be your gold. I like that. The Almighty uses gold to pave his streets. Mm-hmm. And your precious silver. Then you will delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make prayer to him. He will hear you. If you've made a vow, you'll pay it. Verse 28. You will also decree a thing, and it will be established, and the light will shine on your path. Make a decree. Well, wait. Who is it that makes decrees? Kings. Mm-hmm. Say it with me. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I make decrees.
Make decrees. Amen.
And you're doing it for our God, that his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. You are a member of the royal family. God's your father. Jesus is your elder brother. You are adopted into the family with an inheritance that does not fade away and is not incorruptible. It is time to start speaking bold and living in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say it.
Amen.
I am a king. I am a priest. I make decrees. And I live in all the fullness of the power. This is good. This is good. This is really good. See what happens when Sister Leanne does the noon prayer and I got time, more time to study? She might have to do it all the time. What do y'all think? Julian and Vamala are with us. Bless you guys. Bless you. Well, when you think about what Jesus was on this earth, about any miracle that he did on this earth, he brought thy kingdom to this earth as it is in heaven. I'm not trying to make you the incarnate God. You are not divinity, but you are the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, I can tell I got to give one more verse. I was really trying to be done at 9 o'clock, but this one won't take long. All right. I got to give one more fullness verse because I still got somebody that's worried about this fullness word. Ephesians 3:19. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Look at this statement. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I've read you too many fullness verses for somebody to not believe we get to function in the fullness of God. You're not God, and you're not Jesus. But we're functioning as the fullness of him on this earth. And Jesus said, what I did and greater, you will do in my name on this earth. That is not what a man said. That's what Jesus the Christ said on the last night when he was with his disciples in John chapter 14. Say it with me. Jesus is expecting me.
Jesus is expecting me.
All you kids, say it with me too. Say, Jesus is expecting me.
Jesus is expecting me.
To operate in all of his power.
To operate in all of his power.
All of my life. And I will. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. You're the one that said, to help people understand why we do things here. And tonight, we talked about why we make a confession and we all say it together out loud, filled with boldness and filled with faith. Now, that's just one part of the whole Christian life. I thank you for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that everybody flowed together freely. I thank you that deeper than just brain thinking, the revelation got down inside their hearts, Lord. All of our hearts. Take me to a deeper place than I've ever been before, Jesus. So that we can walk in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake and change everybody's life that gets around us. Pray this right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Give somebody next to you a big high five, even if it's just Jesus. I always want Anne to give me a high five, but if she misses, she might punch me. And I don't know if you know this about her. She knows judo and karate. And five other Japanese words.
No, just one of them.
Jesus is expecting me to operate in his power. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you. Yes, he is. Amen, Mary. Father Abraham had many sons. And sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Father Abraham. And she's eating a milk dud. She can't sing. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Let's receive communion. Covenant worship. You might say, Pastor, I'm not a party with you, but I can't. No, 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 no. If you're a member of the body of Christ, anytime the body of Christ is served, you can receive it. I don't care what denomination or anybody else says. If they say, no, you can't with us, walk out of the building. They're not worthy of having a visitor with them. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud?
You did.
I mean, come on. The broken body of Jesus, and then because you don't belong to their church, that's just nothing more than a membership process, and that is wicked. But I'm done preaching about that now. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Are we ready? I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, that is really interesting, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Tomorrow night, or maybe Monday night, we're going to talk about why do we take communion. All right? Now, verse 25. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work in your life until it comes. Verse 28, let him examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we, John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected amongst us in us, that we might have boldness. The righteous are as bold as a lion in the day of judgment. How's that? Because as he is, Jesus, on the throne, as he is, so are we. He's the head, we're the body. That's why we get to be bold. Love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. There's no fear in the communion service. All you got to do is come and say, Jesus, I need you in my life, and you receive what God wants you to have. Many people make verse 27 the most important verse of that chapter. No. Verse number 23, 25, 26, 28, and 31 are the most important verse. Actually, verse 28 is the most important verse. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. There's nothing about a preacher. There's nothing about a bishop. There's nothing about a denomination. And yet I've been in them where they said, no, you can't. You're not one of us. But wait, I've been in Baptist church. I've been in Episcopal churches that let me. I've been in Presbyterian church that let me. I've been in a Catholic church that let me. I've been in Nazarene and Western Methodist that let me. Pentecostal, Charismatic, Word of Faith that let me. It's the morons. It's those Bildad the stupidites that don't let you. And they don't so they can build their membership role, and that is wrong. But we let you. You ready? I just got the eye, not the finger.
No. It wasn't needed to give you the eye either.
I could see her saying, don't go down the road and keep preaching. Just get to the communion element. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. USY, you are my wife. Yes. Thank you for a wonderful wife. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
It's too early for you to quit. Obviously.
Ready? Here we go. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in through Jesus.
And I enter in through
Jesus.
Jesus,
I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive
and
you.
And I receive
and
you.
And all your work done for me.
And all your work done for me.
And according to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
You make me a child of God.
You make me a child of God.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
Take all your sin and just dump them out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I have no human ability to beat it.
I have no human ability to beat
now,
it.
Now, this is the most powerful thing. Put your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Make you want to jump and shout and dance about. Say it. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every
I pray day. This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. This is what we look like. Aren't we cool? You did it. You're here. We're glad you're here. You might say, Pastor, I experienced something in my side of me. Yeah, you did. That is light filling every part of you. Darkness. That's hope coming and fear going. Wait, this is the coolest thing. That means all your sin just left and you just received all of Jesus' righteousness as a gift. Romans 5, the free gift of his righteousness. But do I do it? Just enjoy it. If I gave you a gift of the watch, what would you do with it? That's what you would do. You would enjoy the gift. The gift is called righteousness. That means all your sin loses its power and righteousness prevails.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the Father has made you one of his children. He just adopted you. He gave Jesus an assignment. Adopt him through the Holy Spirit. Boom, that's done. You're now heir of God. Join heir with Jesus with an inheritance that is incorruptible and does not fade away. Nobody touch it. You want to say it? I am royalty.
I am royal.
Yes, you am. And you look like a queen and a princess. Welcome. Now, they put my email address and website up there. I want to be a blessing to you, help you walk with God. I've got 10 verses. Read them out loud. Read the family. Have them all read it out loud. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it up on the wall. I showed you guys my wall the other day. We got verses of scripture on every wall in this house. Why? Because any wall I look at, I want a verse of scripture there that I can speak to live in the word of Almighty God. Any way I can help you walk with God, even if you have to say, Pastor, I don't even know what's going on around here. Send me an email, please. Ask me a question, because if you have the question, so does somebody else. And it'll make everybody stronger in Jesus' name. And come hang out with us. One lady, her whole family took their first communion ever right here.
Yeah.
That's amazing. In my name of Jesus. Well, run and get your communion out. Here you go. Get you some bread and water. Get you some grape juice. And bread is there, so do that. You might say, Pastor, that's a shot clock. No, that's, though your sins were red as scarlet, when you add the blood of Jesus, you'd be white as snow. That's to me, that's a perfect communion cup and actually enough communion juice to wash down the cracker that you just ate.
And they travel well.
And they travel well. And guess what? If it breaks, you don't have to go to a church supply store to buy one. You can just go to the party store and grab a pack and then always have some extra ones with you anytime anyone gets around you and say, let's take communion.
Yeah.
And then turn on any program at the end. We're always going to be here receiving communion. And just tell, follow this guy. He knows what he's doing. It's on the website. You can read it right off the website. Ready? Pray this with me. Bless these elements.
We bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my
iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am
healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken.
Nothing broken.
In my body.
In my body.
Say it. All of it working right.
All of it working right.
Because of your body, Jesus.
Because of your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
Let's receive the broken body of Jesus. The Word of God declares, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, receive the cup of blessing, the blood of the new covenant. All that sacrifice of blood, bulls and goats is right here in this cup. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With my Father.
With my Father.
And the ministry of reconciliation.
And the ministry of reconciliation.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus, my name.
In Jesus, my name.
Don't you love it? By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass away.
Every plague has to pass away.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment on this earth.
For my assignment on this earth.
Every day.
Every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is destroyed and cast down.
Is destroyed and cast down.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the juice together. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to teach you that RW Sandbox song because I really like it. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I want the band to take off. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was his blood for me. You ready? Let's sing our other one. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. I'm being instructed to sing more, I can tell. Who's got a song they want to sing? I don't want anybody to look at the clock. Don't let anybody know we got out this early.
Wow.
I mean, the sun's up out here.
35 minutes early. Usually you go that long over.
Thanks for being with us today, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
This is going to be a good one, Wilma. I'll put these verses out. Because people need to understand this. Why do we make the confession? Because we're kings and we're priests unto God. And we don't rule over people. We rule over the demonic forces that think they have something and they don't. And that's why. That's why we speak these confessions. That's why we declare boldly. You're going to see me have a confession about everything. Why? That's the more of it you and I agree on, enemy don't have power over us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, shall we see you tomorrow at noon? Anybody got any marshmallows left? Brother Dan, are you still out by the fire? Have the mosquitoes showed up yet? It's just, hey, mosquitoes don't show up in May, do they?
Well, it depends on how warm it's been and when.
I feel refreshed too, Rebecca. I do. But I'm refreshed when we get around you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Serious. If you only knew how much strength you guys give us, it's amazing. It's amazing. The way that we can be blessed. Send us some.
What?
Send us some. All right, what am I sending you, Julian? I missed it. Probably sunshine?
Oh,
mini marshmallows.
Ooh, yeah.
Woo! Just a Sunday, guys.
That is funny that you say that, Julian. When we send our kids boxes of anything in the mail, we use bags of marshmallow for our package.
If you never thought about it, marshmallows make a really good packer in packages. And it blesses your kids when they get a box, or anybody. They get a box, and it has a bag of marshmallows in it. It's just a blessing.
Yeah, it's just fun.
And it's really good packing material.
It is. Works really well.
And they're light. In the mighty name of Jesus. I haven't roasted a marshmallow in quite a while.
We haven't either. We have another.
I don't know who Sister Leanne thought she was going to roast marshmallows with, but evidently it was to me. I don't know. Love and hugs to you and Leanne. And the same to you, Julian and Vimala. Audrey, bless you. We sure love you, Audrey. Bless you so much. You keep speaking over your family, ma'am. You got it.
Yes.
You got it. Mary, Pastor Rick, God bless you. You are adopted, and you are a member of the family, and you are seeing miracles, signs, and wonders come your way, ma'am. Good night, Velma, Joy, Mikey, and Claire.
There you go.
I got it. Woo! Just like that. Jake and... There was a whole bunch of them there.
Yeah, there was.
All right, Jake and help me back. I got to say their names. Jake and that's way up in the list. I looked at way too many different names. I got the Jake name, though. Mm-hmm. Glad to have you guys having your kids with you. That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
And now that we had two families with kids, I'm like, all right, it's time to create something for kids. What are you going to create, Pastor? I don't have any idea. But God does. And he comes up with the best ideas. Look at Cedar Point. Look at Kings Island.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bless you, Audrey. That's awesome. Tell him that we said hi. Love him and we're praying for him. Jake, Jack, and Katie. There you go.
And Katie. Jake, Jack, Will, and Katie.
All right. Jake, Jack, Will, and Katie.
We love you, Jake, Jack, Will, and Katie.
Jake and Jack.
Thank you for being with us.
And Will and Katie. All right. There you go, guys. Take good care of Grandma. Because she takes good care of you. Make sure you give her lots of hugs.
Yeah.
All grandmas need hugs. Mm-hmm. They need them all day long. Grandpas need them, too.
Yes, they do.
They do. And they might be, they might sound old and gruff, but grandpas love hugs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you grab right a hold of their leg and you don't let go.
Yeah.
Bless you, Shannon. We love you, Rob. We love you guys.
Sunday.
Good night, Sunday.
Love you, Sunday.
Good night, Brother Charlie Cobb, Dan and Gwen, Dave and Gwen, Brother Mike and Sister Shannon. What happened to Mike? He must be sleeping.
Probably. He has to get up so early.
Well, who did we miss?
Ken? Did you say Mike again?
Ken Miller?
Brumbaugh.
Ken Brumbaugh, that's who we missed. And so does Mommy. Amen. Yes. And Mommy needs the hugs too. Yes. Yes. All women who are related to you need hugs. Even aunts.
Love you, Velma.
All children learn to hug all women around them often. And then they all cry and go, aww. Love you guys. I love this family.
I do.
I don't even like to hang up. I just like to hang out with everybody.
Come on over and we'll roast marshmallows or go get ice cream.
I have to go get ice cream because there probably ain't no fires allowed around here.
That's true.
But anyways. All right, that's it. I can see the numbers are starting to go back up and we're trying to get them to go down. Okay, and so, and Steph. Until we see you tomorrow. Remember this.
We love you.
And God loves
you.
And Jesus is Lord.